Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start this morning with this headline. After spending bill win, Democrats confident they can block the Trump agenda. Can they?
Well, it does look like there are certain places, David, where they absolutely have to have the Democrats. They have to have 60 votes in the Senate. They have lost anywhere from 15 to 22 of their own members on things like the revision of Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. And for once, the Democrats are staying solid. It used to be the Republicans who were the family that stayed together. But now, because many of these Republicans come from marginal districts, the Senate, of course, is a place that has to be because it's a concentration of where people are, can't be gerrymandered. It is in the position where the urban vote counts for so much. The Republicans have to be very careful, even in the competitive districts, like the New York State districts, which a court actually drew. The judges drew it so it couldn't be gerrymandered in the Congress. It is extremely important for the Republicans to hold on to their own. That's why somebody like John Faso becomes so important to the Republicans, who does seem to stick with them even when some of the positions are deeply unpopular, like the revision of the Affordable Care Act. So these are crucial votes, each and every one of them in the competitive Republican districts, which have been won by Republicans. So now they're going to need Democratic votes. There's no question about it. And that's what they proved here with the extension, but not the resolution of the budget. And, you know, they have a budget. It's for a while. The Democrats got a number of things that they wanted and got as a result of this. And so it does portend well for them on some issues like the budget and not shutting down the government. But on the other hand, it is still to be determined whether Trump and the Republicans can keep their people together and do what they did, for example, with the nomination of Judge Gorsuch.
President Trump, Alan, on the Civil War. He mused in an interview that the Civil War could have been avoided if only Andrew Jackson had been around to stop it. Jackson, of course, had been dead 16 years when the war started in 1861. Another inflammatory statement?
Well, of course, first of all, Jackson came from a very southern state, and he was dead. He was dead for all of those years. Trump could try to explain his way out of it and say, well, what I really meant was that if he used his sensibilities as a populist, because I'm a populist and he was a populist, and set things up correctly, then there might not have been a civil war. You can say anything you want. But he does look pretty dopey, because when you say something when you're the president and you think you know what you're talking about, and it turns out you don't, it can't help you. On the other hand, David, his base, we'll forgive him for that. Maybe they didn't do good in history either. And I said too good knowing full well it wasn't proper English. So don't write me a letter.
Well, of course, it was May Day yesterday, Alan. Protests around the country over workers' rights, specifically immigrants. And, of course, during the campaign, he pitched himself to, as you just mentioned, his base, much of which is working Americans. Is he living up to that?
Well, that's right, David. Look, the Democrats have to be careful. The Republicans have to be careful in the way they put things out there. When Trump makes a fool of himself with an Andrew Jackson Civil War remark, it doesn't look good for him, and it doesn't look good for his followers. When the far left goes out and starts throwing Molotov cocktails in a few places, that's all it takes, just a few. Most Democrats are not like that. Most of them want clear skies and no pollution. And, you know, there is no question that corporations and individuals can contribute to all of that. But there is nothing that the American people hate worse than the scenes of violence which they have been exposed to. It only helps the other side. You throw a Molotov cocktail or you harm a police officer for no good reason, you really are creating a very bad scenario for your people who you say are on your side.
We spoke yesterday, Alan, about President Trump's support for President Rodrigo Duterte, inviting him to the White House for a visit.
He now says he would even invite North Korean President Kim Jong-un for a White House meeting.
Of course, that has human rights activists very worried.
That's right, and they should be worried. Look, David, the president of the United States is playing footsie with people all over the world who are anything but committed to democracy. He is looking more and more like a guy who wants to know the despots. And when you do that, you raise the possibility that perhaps that's what he wants.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
And thank you, David, for getting up so early in the morning. By the time people hear this in the morning at 7:45, you've been up since 2 o'clock in the morning. It's amazing.